I can stand up and say that I've never been involved in corruption as a member of Donegal County Council, and I don't know of any other member. And indeed, this brings the inference that he's used, brings also staff into the spotlight. So what I've called on is the county manager and the senior executives to respond to that particular aspect of his comments, but also to respond to the Antasca report. Because I've sat in this chamber for nearly 15 years, and I know the battles that we've had with Antasca with regards to one-off housing and trying to provide housing for young farming families who have tried to stay within their land. We've tried to make sure that we had young people that were able to stay to keep rural schools and rural post offices and rural services open. And the people who hammered us at every time was Antasca. The point I made today, Barry, is that 75% of our applications, even in the boom years, were for one-off housing. So what I'm saying is that this is another opportunity for Antasca to attack Donegal's policy and the fact that we are a rural county, and we've tried to at all times make sure that we are enhancing and trying to protect the rural communities.
Should Donegal County Council take legal action against the allegations that charge Stanley Smith has made today?
I think they're very serious allegations. I would wait for the manager's response to that, and I'd wait for his guidance from that. I have asked him to take a look at these comments that have been made. I've asked him to respond to the report, but also to respond to the comments from the former chairperson, because I think they're very serious allegations, in my opinion. But I would like for him to discuss that with the county solicitor and for them then to bring a report and make the members aware what action, if any, the manager will be taking.